coming up on All Access.
Get on the fumble. Keep your head up on the tackle.
Oh, let's go. Come on, man. Let's go. You're a better player than that.
The bye week is always nice to have, just so you can, you know, take care of your body and do all the little things that make you feel a lot better after you have a week off. Yeah. Now it's back to business.
You know, this is a great run right here. About as good as you're going to see is, you know, Randall makes a miss, uses his balance, bounces outside, 40-yard touchdown.
Well, I don't want to see that.
No.
Fires touchdown!
Braves was a machine. Now that he's down in Houston, he's teaching J.J. Watt all his tricks. I'm like, Braves has 13 receptions and 13 touchdowns. I don't think that one will be broken.
With the break over, the Patriots are headed to the Big D and their first visit to Jerry's World. Welcome to Patriots All Access, presented by GEICO. I'm Steve Burton. Fresh off their bye, New England makes its first trip to Dallas in 8 years to take on a banged-up Cowboys team. We will preview the Cowboys, but before we do, Dan Roach checks in on the Patriots, who eagerly return back to work with reinforcements on hand.
It was back to work for the Patriots this week, after having 4 days off for their bye week.
Yeah, it's good to have a little free time, you know. It's about to get going, 13 weeks straight out of this, so you know, I enjoyed that time while I could.
Thanks so much, everyone, for coming out.
One player who had an interesting bye weekend was Julian Edelman, who returned to his alma mater, Kent State. Edelman was inducted into the school's Hall of Fame and was the Grand Marshal of the Homecoming Parade.
You know, it's an unbelievable honor to be inducted to the Hall of Fame here.
Julian, I love you!
1 week after acquiring linebacker John Bostic from the Bears, the Pats acquired defensive lineman Akeem Hicks from the Saints. Hicks, in his fourth year in the NFL, is a versatile defensive lineman.
Definitely awesome to be here. I'm pretty excited. I look forward to this weekend against Dallas.
Next up for the Patriots, a trip to Dallas this weekend to meet the 2-2 Cowboys, a team that's been devastated by injuries to offensive stars Tony Romo, Dez Bryant, and Lance Dunbar, but a team that the Patriots also know could be dangerous.
They're playing at home, got a lot of good players, very talented team. You know, last year they were one of the best teams in football.
Meanwhile, for most of these Patriots, it'll be their first ever trip to massive AT&T Stadium in Dallas.
It is a little different. You know, for me, not playing in a place where I've played before, a lot of environments, I kind of know what I'm getting myself into. I know where the clocks are. You know, it'll take a little bit of time to get out there a little earlier and kind of get a feel for things.
Come Sunday, Tom Brady has a chance to become just the third quarterback in NFL history to start a season 4-0 at least four times. The other two, Peyton Manning and Fran Tarkenton. From the CBS scene here in Foxborough, for Patriots All Access, I'm Dan Roach.
Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time to sit down with the coach. Coach Belichick joins me now. And Dallas Cowboys are coming up, but a couple leftovers from last week. Saw a couple television shows. And I've talked to you about the NFL films, guys. And you were mic'd up during a Jacksonville game. When you're mic'd up, do you remember you're mic'd up? Or do you have to maybe cross your T's, dot your I's a little bit more, watch the swearing? Or do you just let it all fly?
Swearing? What are you talking about?
No, swearing. I mean, no. I mean, you know, you're talking to the refs and everything. But a little more conscious when you're conscious of it when you're.
I think you are at a point. I mean, certainly when you first walk out there, there's a time when you kind of remember. But then there's, I'd say, a large part of the time where you just forget about it. And then sometimes you look back and like, oh boy.
Yeah. All right, you look rested. You came back from the bye. What did you guys accomplish as far as, you know, looking at your football team, self-scouting during the bye?
Well, we tried to address some things Wednesday that we felt like, you know, we needed to work on. I'd say looking backward a little bit, things that we didn't do as well, things we needed to clean up and execute better. And then we also worked on some things that we think we're going to need going forward, whether it be Dallas or at some other point here during the season, some situational plays and just, you know, general third down red area, you know, kicking game work, things like that. So, you know, hopefully the Thursday through Sunday time gave us an opportunity to, as a team, to rest and you know, now we got a full speed ahead on Dallas.
All right, thanks a lot, Coach. Coach will return later in the show to talk about the Dallas Cowboys, the next opponent, but more of All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access.
Big block on Clemens. Nice job. Big block.
Listen in as Coach Belichick is mic'd up from the Jacksonville game. And later, we continue our conversation with quarterback Tom Brady with the focus on those who caught his touchdown passes.
You know, it's a cool thing to see for a guy, you know, that's caught as many touchdowns as him is excited when other guys catch him as well.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Obviously, throughout my whole life, they were huge mentors in my life. I always looked up to them, you know, working the long hours, weekends, all that type of stuff. And so obviously they set me up from the beginning. Having four boys, my dad, I mean, we were always competitive in everything we did. My dad played a huge role in that, just building that competitive spirit in me, you know, from a young age. My mom, she got me the height, that's for sure. She's a little taller, and she was always that one, you know, good game, bad game, whatever it was. You know, she would always say, you know, keep your chin up. You know, you tried your best. You had fun out there, and that's one thing she always instilled in me. My dad's an Italian guy, so a little not short, but my mom definitely got me the height, so I'm thankful for that.
Flips a hit. He throws down the middle of the end zone. Nice play, Jimmy Garoppolo.
So I have two older brothers. The one that's just older than me, Mike, he we played the same positions growing up. He was a linebacker, running back, just like me. We were both big guys growing up. So, you know, everything I did, people would always say, hey, you're little Garoppolo, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, he kind of just gave me a talk one day. I forget how old I was, but he was just like, hey, you know, you got to be your own guy. You don't got to be Lil Mike anymore, Lil Garoppolo. You just got to be Jimmy.
Garoppolo firing to the right. Catch by Deion Lewis into the end zone.
These kids are continuing to build off what they established last week.
I met Coach Jeff Christensen, who's now my quarterback coach. And he told me, I mean, from the first time I met him, he told me that I had something special. He said good things could happen if I just put in the work and, you know, stay focused. And he's done so much for me. I'm so grateful just to have met him. I met him at a 7-on-7 one day in the summer. I mean, it wasn't like anything planned. He came up to me and gave me his card and offered me lessons. And, you know, the rest is history. And I'm truly grateful for everything he's done for me.
He throws down the right side for a wide open. Aaron Voucher makes the grab.
Smart play right there, Jimmy Garoppolo.
I mean, all those people who motivated me, influenced me, and everything in between. I mean, without them, you know, it's tough to say where you'd be.
As you heard early in the program in his conversation with Scott Zolak, Coach Belichick was mic'd up in the Jaguars game. Let's take a listen.
Coach Belichick, I know we've never talked, but you've been really good for me. I kind of watch and stuff, and without you knowing, you helped me, you know. So I know maybe a lot of people say it, but I mean it. It's been good, you know, yeah. So I appreciate that.
Likewise. I got a lot of respect for what you've done here with this team. I mean, it's a young team, but I can see where you're going.
I think I'm just going to, you know, try to frustrate us. But, and win up front. That's a good game to play for my head.
Hopefully it feels like we're ready to go today.
Yeah. Gives it to Lewis. Hop step right. Carries across the 5. Into the end zone. Patiently picking his way to a score. Touchdown, Patriots.
Nice job. That's the way to go. Way to get it started. That's it, Deion. Back up, fellas. Back up, please. Back up. Harold, get all these guys back. Harold, get them all back behind the yellow line.
You guys have the best sideline in this league.
Thanks, Coach. Thank you.
Hope we don't screw it up. Hope we don't screw it up.
Kennedy releases, and the ball flutters incomplete. Jamie Collins came down on the right-hand swat.
Come on, Devin, look. Now, I'm telling you, he doesn't even see you back there, all right? Get on the fumble. Keep your head up on the tackle. And let's go. Come on, man, let's go. You're a better player than that.
Bortles drops back, pressured by Ninkovich, stands and throws down the middle, intercepted by McCourt, snags it across the 25-30. Devin left sideline, 35 with a cut across the 40, and he'll be tackled by Wisniewski, the center.
Nice job, that's what I'm talking about. No timeouts now, so no, you've got to keep it.
Tom pulls away, play fake to Lewis, stands him, he pumps left, he throws to the end zone, touchdown Amendola, and number 400 for Tom Brady.
Big block on Clemens. Nice job. Big block. That's it. Good job, Nate. Great drive. That's what I'm talking about. Great drive.
It's definitely PI, right? It's not healthy. Yeah, it's PI. Anyway,
let's just run it in four times.
Straight ahead. LeGarrette with a dive and a touchdown, Patriots.
That's the way to get it started. That's a good drive. Good drive. Good job, man. That's it, man. That's job. That's the way to get it in there. Let's go, Deion. Let's go. Keep rolling now.
Standing inside the 25. And it's a fake. A snap to the personal protector. Grant runs it to the right, and he's dragged down. Well diagnosed by Matthew Slater.
That's it, Slate. Great job, buddy. That's the way to go.
LeGarrette with the gift. He runs it right, lowers the shoulders, in for a score. Third touchdown of the day for LeGarrette Blount.
All right, so Josh, get them all out of there. Yeah, get everybody out. You can get out. Everybody, you can get out. Nice job. Nice job, Dave. That's it. Good job. You're done, yeah. Great. Nice job today, Josh. Great job, man. Good job, man. There you go. Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah, hope you get healthy now.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay.
All right, you look at Dallas, and you know, first thing you see when you turn on the tape, fair to say it's the offensive line. A lot's been talked about that this is one of the biggest offensive and best offensive lines in the league.
Very good offensive line, but you know, really great backs. You know, Randall's has done a great job for him. McFadden, I mean, so they just keep them coming. And those guys make a lot of plays. They get some good blocking from the line, but you know, even when the blocking's not all that good, they still make a lot of yards, and they can get the ball down the field in a hurry.
Regardless of who's in there holding it together until Tony Romo comes back, you know, you watch tape when Romo's in there and you watch tape when he's not in there. Fair to say they're more committed to run the ball a little bit more?
A little bit more, but I think they still are trying to run their offense. I don't think they've tried to scrap anything. Right. I think they're still running their offense. Witten's, you know, still a problem. And they have a well-balanced attack. They run the ball outside. They run it inside. They throw it all their receivers, tight ends, backs. So it's, you know, we're going to have to stop everything. It's not just a one man band.
Look at the tight end position. I think we're spoiled around here. We got a pretty good one here in Gronkowski for the last 6 years, but they got a really good one in Jason Witten. You know, so many people think it's just about catching, but he does it all for them, doesn't he?
He really does. He's a complete player. He does an excellent job in the running game. He's such a clutch player. I mean, any critical situation, he's always a factor in the play. And if you don't take him away, then that's where it's going, and he'll make the play. So he helps him in pass protection. He's a good all-around player. They move him around. He goes in motion. He plays on the line of scrimmage. But he does a good job in all areas of the game. You're right. I don't think anybody does it better than Rob does, but Witten's definitely a hard guy to match up against, and he does a lot of things well.
All right, time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week. Comes from Steven in Wellesley. Going down to Jerry's World, brand new stadium. Now, hey, a football field's a football field. I mean, you can measure it top to bottom. But there's a heck of a video board that's going to be above you. Have you reached out to any other colleagues within the league, maybe Tom Coughlin, as to, you know, how much does that affect, you know, the in-game operation, having that big thing hanging there?
Yeah, haven't really done too much scouting on that. I mean, every week on the road, there's, you know, some kind of distractions, yeah. Whether it was the, you know, Buffalo with their bring them back at, you know, the 90 team or whatever, or a video board or a fireworks display, right. Or, you know.
Always some event little, with you guys, yeah.
Yeah, the blimp rolling around the inside of the stadium, yeah. And stuff. But, You know, in the end, I think the biggest thing for us is no matter what it is, you know, we just got to focus on our job. And it's always something, and I'm sure that, you know, this is a, you know, magnificent structure. But, you know, our focus has got to be on the team.
All right, sounds good. If you want to ask the coach a question, you got to follow the team on Twitter, at Patriots, hashtag it, ask BB. Going to look at the Bellis trade with the Cowboys. What are we going to take a peek at?
Well, we definitely got to see those running backs. Okay. And Sean Lee, you know, he's a very productive player for him defensively, right. So we'll see some of his highlights too.
Good stuff, former Penn State kid. Don't go anywhere. Bellis trade later in the show. More of All Access right after this.
I'm Christian Fourier with this week's edition of the SBLI Point Counterpoint Debate. All right, three games are already in the book. Small sample size, I know. But here's your question. Who or what has been the most pleasant surprise so far this season?
When the Patriots signed Deion Lewis to a futures contract last December, most people thought he would be a camp body. What he's turned out to be is one of the most important players on the best offense in football, one of the best passing backs in football, who's not only replaced Shane Vereen, he might be better than the Super Bowl hero. Deion Lewis is the best surprise on the Patriots, maybe in all of football.
Deion Lewis is a great choice, but remember, without the offensive line, none of that happens. And we had questions about the offensive line going into the season. A lot of young guys in the interior. We had no idea Brian Stork got hurt, but David Andrews steps right in. He had no experience, and yet they are pulling their weight. Offensive line is the most pleasant surprise.
All right, probably the toughest question so far this year, but I'm going to go with Deion Lewis. Now, everyone looks at him as a third down back, which he does, and he does at a high level, but he also is a great first and second down back. That really confuses defenses and really makes them honor everything that he does. Line up in the backfield, flex him out wide, in the slot, doesn't matter. The guy can do everything. All right, I'm Christian Fourier with this week's edition of the SBLI Point Counterpoint Debate.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. Joining me now is Patriots linebacker Rob Ninkovich, coming off the bye, fresh off the bye. Was it good to have a bye week at this time? Good
to get away? It was nice to spend some time with the family and just get away a little bit. But now it's back to business. So, again, the bye week is always nice to have just so you can, you know, take care of your body and do all the little things that make you feel a lot better after you have a week off.
Yeah, get healthy again. Yep. No question about that. Dallas Cowboys, and let's start with your offensive line. One of the best offensive lines you'll face all season?
Yeah, they're pretty good up front. Big guys that can move well, and they have a very good running game, so it's going to be a good challenge for us this week. And it starts today at practice, and from there on out, we just have to keep working, get better, and understand it's going to be a tough football game.
How do you play against a team like Dallas?
Well, you just have to be very physical and understand your assignment and play it to the best of your ability and really not, you know, go outside of that. That's when you have issues, is when you're trying to do too much. You know, everyone has a job to do, and when everyone's doing it at the same time, that's when you have, you know, good team defense.
How do you not overlook a team like Dallas when they don't have their starting quarterback and Dez Bryant is missing?
You definitely can't overlook a team like Dallas, especially, you know, they play well at home. Their fans are, you know, very energetic, and, you know, they're going to make it tough on our offense to hear. So you definitely have to, you know, prepare well for this team. They're very well coached, and, you know, they have a lot of, you know, athletes on that field that fly around and make plays.
You're going into Jerry's world, and when you go into that stadium, do you have to scout the stadium out, little things, that nuances that you should find out before you even get down there?
This will be my first game in that stadium. So that's been on the bucket list. So it should be a fun game to play in. And, you know, I hear the stadium is, a great place.
One last thing. How do you pick up right where you left off? Because this team was pretty much clicking.
Well, you know, it starts in practice. It starts today and tomorrow and Friday. Really just getting back to work and understanding that, you know, that's when the games are won. And that's during practice. So just getting right back into it, diving right back in, and, you know, playing hard.
Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
All right.
All right.
Rob Ninkovich, our guest. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access.
How about them Cowboys?
This is really, you know, it's probably as good a play as you're going to see from an inside linebacker.
But up next, more with quarterback Tom Brady.
I learned so much from Troy over the years and watching him play and practice.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Gillette One Pro Glide Refill. Up to 1 month of comfortable shaves. And by Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com.
This week, we head to the Merrimack Valley to recognize Dwayne Sigsbury of Billerica High School. The Indians thumped Methuen 42-15 to improve to 4-0 on the year. Presenting the award is Patriots Hall of Fame linebacker Andre Tippett. The Patriots Charitable Foundation will donate $1,000 to the Billerica High School football program in the name of Dwayne Sigsbury.
This player profile is brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. The quarterback joins me again to talk about all of his touchdowns. Not all of them. I mean, we'll be here for 20 hours. 400 touchdowns last week. Danny Amendola gives it to, you know, person in the front row. I saw you kind of tell around you wanted that ball. You end up getting it back. You remember who caught you?
I didn't get it back. The Hall's got it.
Well, the Hall's got it. You're eventually going to get that ball. All right? Yeah. I know Robert wants it in the Hall.
It should be there.
You remember who caught your first touchdown. We talked about this, right? Terry Glenn, special player.
Yeah. On a delay route. Corner route.
That's right. Nice little play action.
Sweet. Right? Yeah. Good play.
I played with Terry. That's how old you are. That's how old you're getting. You know?
Terry was a great player. Yeah. I love playing with Terry.
Do you feel bad that things never really came together for him? Because from a skill set, he's probably one of the best guys I've ever played with.
Yeah, and we played against him when he was at Ohio State, and he had an incredible skill set. I mean, his burst, his quickness, his hands. He caught some balls that I still remember the way that he caught him at angles and turning his hands, you know, in weird directions to catch balls. But he was an amazing talent.
Who's caught the most touchdowns from you?
Gronk.
Gronk.
Saw that on the screen.
How's he helped you?
I mean, he's just...
Besides the physical size of it, Buzz Lightyear.
He's amazing. His ability to catch the ball away from his body. I mean, now we're doing different things with splitting him out. It's thing is challenging for the defense to find him. And we put him in the backfield. We split him out at receiver. He's in a tight end spot. We have a lot of different personnel packages. So he's just been an incredible player for our team. I mean, his attitude, his enthusiasm. I mean, you should watch when we run the ball then or someone else makes a play. Gronk's as excited as anybody else. So it's not just about Gronk catching touchdowns. It's about us scoring. And, you know, Gronk's always pumping his fist. And, you know, it's a cool thing to see for a guy, you know, that's caught as many touchdowns as him, is excited when other guys catch him as well. So
I think it's the protein that kind of oozes out of the system. Too many of those shakes. I go down the list, and I can sit here and go through the whole list, but number 9 sticks out to me because I played with the guy too, which also ages me and you. Troy Brown sits there at number 9.
Yeah.
How important was he, not only obviously to your first Super Bowl win, he catches the underneath, you know, cutter, sets you up for the field goal, but the type of catches and the type of, you know, big plays he's made throughout his career.
Yeah, I learned so much from Troy over the years and watching him play and practice. And Troy was always the underdog. You know, no one thought that Troy could ever accomplish what he accomplished here. And not only was he one of the best receivers to ever play the position, I mean, what he did for us at critical moments, running, blocking kicks and running them back for touchdowns or playing defense and intercepting balls and certainly making the biggest plays in the Super Bowl. And he was my go-to guy, so... I loved everything about Troy, his attitude, his work ethic. He set an example every day for our guys, what it means to be a Patriot. So,
what about a guy like David Givens?
D-Gib was just a great physical talent. He came in a sixth-round pick. No one thought he'd be anything. You know, played in like a wing T offense at Notre Dame. We got him. I knew he was going to be a great player in the preseason. He was catching balls underneath on juke routes and breaking tackles. And I think he had an incredible streak at one point, like, you know, the amount of catches and then being able to make first downs on those catches. So he was just unfortunate. I didn't get to play with him as long as I would have wanted to, but he was a great receiver and caught a lot of touchdowns, caught a lot of big catches at big times and breaking tackles. He was phenomenal.
Now, 4A, I do a television show with him. He thinks he's the best-looking receiver you've ever had.
Might be.
Give me something on 4A.
Christian, man, he was just so savvy. Had great quick feet. He wasn't the fastest, but he had really good speed, and he could separate from guys. And
Wiggy? Like, kind of, I mean, I played with Wiggy, too. I mean, Wiggy.
He was faster than Wiggy. He was a little faster than Wiggy.
Well, that's not saying much.
Wiggy had some big games.
Yeah, he did.
Wiggy had a few big games at big times, certainly in the Snow Bowl.
They plucked that ball. They knew how to get
it. They do. And Christian had very good body control. I mean, he would catch balls, like, in the corner end zone and contort his body and get his feet down. And, I mean, had some huge catches for us in games. And, you know, we got him. And he was later in his career, and he was just a great talent for our team, and you know, I loved playing with him.
I'm gonna say two more names. Now, obviously, Randy, you broke a ton of records with Randy.
Yeah.
Bethel Johnson, fast from a speed perspective. Randy had a different speed. Bethel did too. Could you overthrow either one of those two guys?
They were tough. Bethel had some big catches for us. I remember Seattle game when he dove and caught a ball on a third and long, and we just could never find really a role for him. But he was, I mean, one of the, like, he reminds me of those, like, those Tesla cars that, like, just go zoom right from the time you step on the gas. He was, like, from the moment that the ball was snapped, it was like he was 8 yards into the defense. So caught a big touchdown in the Tennessee game, in the playoff game on a cover two, ran right through the middle, and he was open by, like, 10 yards. So he was a, you know, incredible talent.
All right, there's, like, 18 other guys that have caught at least one, guys like Larry Centers, Ocho Cinco.
What a stud.
You know, Charles Johnson, Tom Ashworth, tackle eligible.
Tom, I remember that, against the Bucks.
Vrabel, right? I mean, you guys are Braves.
Got a lot of them.
Yeah.
Braves was a machine. Now down in Houston, he's teaching J.J. Watt all his tricks. I'm like, Braves has like 13 receptions and 13 touchdowns. I mean, I don't think that'll ever be broken.
Well, hopefully we'll be sitting here next year talking about 450 and then 500, and I'll get some more gray hair, and you get some different colored hats, and we can sell those, too.
That's the deal.
All right, man. Have a good year the rest of the year, buddy. It's good seeing you, as always.
Appreciate it.
All right. There's Tom Brady, your quarterback. More Patriots All Access right after this.
All right, time now for Turf, brought to you by Gillette. It's 4A and Zolak with you. Yeah, you were on the bye week, but we were working. We're getting ready for
every
Dallas.
Every single day. That's right. We're going to
Big D. What's Dallas going to do? They're going to run the football,
they have
right?
No choice.
Brandon Wheaton's a quarterback, so let's talk about the running game. They got the biggest, best offensive line in the game, which
three
means
first-rounders.
They want to get what? Power blocks, which means, okay, you defense or am I offense?
You be defense.
All right. Say I'm Jamie Collins or Dante Hightower.
So the easiest thing for me to do is I want to be in a power position. I'm going to take my step, and I'm going to go four. I'm going to keep my base. It'll be easy for me to lock into somebody, whether it be a linebacker at depth or whether it be a defensive tackle right in front of me.
So if you're the defensive tackle, same thing in leverage. You come down on me. Where have the Patriots gotten in trouble through the first 3 weeks? Outside on the edge and when they're back on base. But where do they get better? Jamie Collins, number 91. What do you want to do? Make him athletic. Start getting up in the gap to do what? Make these guys turn, open their bodies, lose leverage.
Yeah, what you're going to do is, you're going to lose leverage, and he's going to get out of a power position. When Jamie Collins comes up, one, you got to make sure you hold your water, you don't jump off sides. Two, you're going to have to push all the calls all the way down because you don't know what he's going to do. Is he going to blitz or is he going to bail out?
But even if I pull out, boom, you open something for the other guy. That's
the thing. Either way, I have to commit to it. If he comes up there, I have to commit to blocking him.
So we're going to Dallas. What I'm going to do is I'm going to get some big belt buckles, Christian and Zoe.
Yeah, I'm going to get some boots.
Because the stars at night are big and bright. Run, ball.
Don't shoot me. Don't shoot me.
This week, Tom Brady will make his first appearance in the Cowboys' billion-dollar stadium. I'm Miranda Mason, and here's a look at your storylines. The Patriots enter unfamiliar territory after a bye week. In the Bill Belichick era, the Patriots are 11-4 coming off a week of rest, but two of those four losses have come in the last four seasons. So the Pats will have to stay focused to avoid creating a bye week curse. Now the Cowboys, they'll limp into Jerry's world to face the Patriots, a team that has put up 119 points through three games. Tony Romo, Dez Bryant, and Lance Dunbar will all watch the game from the sidelines. So with Romo out, that means Brandon Whedon is in. And Whedon dropped the first two games as Romo's replacement. Will Sunday be the third? On the other side of the ball, Greg Hardy and Rolando McClain both return for the Cowboys after serving four-game suspensions. So the Patriots will look to silence a very vocal Hardy on the field. So we'll find out which of America's two teams will come out on top on Sunday. That'll do it for your storylines. Now let's take a look at Opponent News, brought to you by GEICO.
The Opponent News is brought to you by GEICO.
Cowboys have been without starter Tony Romo for 2 weeks now and have not so coincidentally dropped both games. His replacement, Brandon Whedon, has been serviceable and he has much respect for the Patriots.
They're outstanding coaches, you know, and they put their guys in position to be successful, but they've got good players too, you know. And you can have all the X's and O's, but you got to have the Joes to go out there to get the job done, and they've got good players.
Coach Belichick knows that you must prepare for all 53 players on a roster. And this week, that includes injured linebacker Sean Lee, who he clearly has a lot of respect for. So let's check in with Coach Belichick and Scott Zolak, because it's time for the Belistrator.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Coach Belichick joins me now and talking about the Dallas Cowboys. Coach, big week for you guys. Back at it. Take a look at what they got. This is them on defense.
Well, one of their key players, of course, is Sean Lee, and he's one of the most instinctive players in the league. He has a great nose for the ball, makes a lot of plays like this behind the line of scrimmage, excellent in pass coverage, just a really good, smart football player that seems like he's always in the right place at the right time. Okay. This is really, you know, it's probably as good a play as you're going to see from an inside linebacker. You know, kind of a little bit of a scramble here with all this crossing, the crossing patterns going on. And, you know, Lee does a good job of figuring out, okay, which guy's open here, matches them up, goes back to the receiver, and then just instinctively turns around and, you know, is ready to make a play on the ball, an interception in the end zone.
More of an instinctive type player than like a Luke Kuechly, where it seems like he's physical, or both kind of the same?
Yeah, no, I'd say he, you know, Lee's just got a great nose for the ball. And, you know, here's the same play from the end zone. You can just see how he just kind of knows where to go, what to do. As soon as he's there, turns around and, you know, I mean, a lot of receivers would make this catch. I mean, he barely gets his eyes back to the quarterback and makes the play on the ball. And
Brusky,
turns it over
like
the
in
the
snow.
Very
Brusky. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. And they got some big backs, too.
They have a really good backs, good depth in the backfield. This is Randall. He's kind of their main first down back. Excellent balance. And this is the offensive line. Let's start with them. I mean, they do a good job of blocking on the run and the pass. But, I mean, here you can see against the Giants, they got really everybody blocked, get the inside part of the defense cut. They're blocked on the backside. I mean, they got it across the board. Randall does a nice job of setting up the blocks here. With Smith, you know, the key block. Good job of finishing the run. So he's an excellent back. Had almost 100 yards against Atlanta in the first quarter two weeks ago. So, you know, this is a great run right here. About as good as you're going to see. As good as the blocking was on the play before against the Giants. You know, here against the Falcons, there's one guy free. But, you know, Randall makes a miss, uses his balance, bounces outside. This is Whitten, you know, doing an excellent job right here. Of finishing his block, you know, sustaining it.
Nice.
And then Randall gets outside, cuts it back. 40-yard touchdown.
Boy, I don't want to see that.
No. Can't forget about this next one, Darren McFadden. He's, you know, saw him in Oakland and you know, now he just has more depth, gives the Cowboys more depth in the backfield. Here's a, you know, a little simple crossing route. Again, it looks like kind of a nothing play, but, you know, once he gets it, turns a corner, you know, it's 20 yards in a hurry. So
yeah, he's not a little scat guy, too. He's got some size to him.
He's got some power. So these backs are dangerous. You know, Witten's obviously going to be a problem. The offensive line's good, so it's a good offensive football team.
All right, back on the road. Good luck. Go get him, Coach.
Thank you.
All right, there's your look at the Dallas Cowboys. More of Patriots All Access right after this.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments. You, your advisor, and Putnam. Pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. Time now for our panel discussion with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo in our Bob's Discount Furniture studio. And let me start by saying this. Even when the Patriots don't play, it's their bye week, and yet they still win. Patriots have gotten stronger. Teams have gotten weaker.
Injuries, curious coaching, all kinds of things going on around the league. There just seems to be a lot of mediocre to bad teams. You get a chance to sit back on a Sunday, and we don't always get this chance because the Patriots are generally playing. But this is twice now in 4 weeks of action that Mike and I got a chance to watch some red zone.
Right.
And you just see a lack of preparation is one way I would say it all around the league. And it was obviously magnified in the Monday night game with, you know, the coaches really not even knowing exactly what the rules were. The Patriots just seem to get better even when they're sitting back on a bye.
I'll focus on the AFC East, and you talk about the Bills. Rex Ryan saying, hey, they got things turned around in the fourth quarter, that loss against the Patriots, and then what happens? They sort of tank at home against the Giants. Right. Then you go to Miami.
17 penalties bad?
Yeah. Right. You think?
And then you go to Miami, and, you know, bad loss, lose your coach. I mean, and I think the number is that since Bill Belichick was hired in 2000, there have been 21 head coaching changes, including interim coaches, in the AFC East. Think about that.
I thought that was just Miami.
How spoiled are we around here? To have a kicker that doesn't miss all that much, and to have coaches that don't make mistakes, like some of the mistakes that we saw
over the weekend. I'll lead it off with the kicker, Gostkowski, because I think the kicking in week four across the league was a hot-button topic.
Right.
And here's the statistic. Since the start of the 2013 season, Steven Gostkowski is 80 of 85 on his field goal attempts. And we obviously know he has the record for consecutive point-after attempts. So remarkable consistency out of the kicker position. And that doesn't even get into, you know, the kickoffs and how he factors in to the field position game. So Patriots in very good standing at the kicker position relative to what we're seeing around the league.
Yeah, striking with and Mike has the numbers, but just how consistent he is. You just never really expect him to miss. And generally, and I don't want to nitpick all five of those misses, but I'll guarantee you there was something about every one of them. I know there was a bad snap. I can recall the time. When he misses, it's news because it never happens.
Right.
So Mike is right, the incredible consistency that Steven has shown.
All right, let's look at the Dallas Cowboys. No Dez Bryant, no Tony Romo.
No
Dallas
chance.
Cowboys, yeah, no chance, no shot.
Can we not get to that part of the show yet?
Yeah, I was going there, but you have to be careful because the Patriots, this is a team you can't overlook either.
Yeah, and I will say, in all seriousness, Brandon Whedon has come in, and he's given his team an opportunity to win both games that he played, and that's really what you're looking for from your backup quarterback. Don't just put us in a 21-point hole in the first quarter. Don't turn the ball over.
Right.
So he's done some things to keep the team competitive. I just don't think they have the horses, and they're losing more. Now, I understand they're getting a couple of guys back in McClain and Hardy this week from suspensions, and that should help them, but it's also going to be their first game. I could see them both sort of running around with a lot of emotion early on in the game, and then you wonder what they have left in the tank in the second half with guys like that.
I agree, Paul. I mean, the Patriots should win the game. They're catching the Cowboys at the right time. No Tony Romo, no Dez Bryant, so start there. That being said, you know, I'm a believer that in this league, the margin of error between winning and losing is really smaller than a lot of people might think. And if you don't come to play, I believe you'll get beat. As long as the Patriots come to play, they should be fine.
I'm going to give you credit for this. Patriots record coming off a bye?
It's 11-4 under Belichick. Last loss at Carolina. in that Monday night game.
Wow. All right, prediction time. So there you go.
Yeah, and Mike is right, because if you don't come to play, this is the kind of team, the way they play with their offensive line, they want to get physical, they want to control the clock, control the ball, and run it down your throat. So if you don't come to play, you can get in trouble. I just don't think there's any way that happens. Coming off a bye, I think they've made some improvements in that area. They brought in Akeem Hicks. I think he'll probably get some playing time. Mm-hmm. I think you might see some extra bulk up front, and they'll keep that Cowboys running game in check. 34-17, Pats.
Wow, a lot of points. I like it. I agree with what Paul said. That run defense, to me, that's one of the things we've seen change with the team. 639 pounds added on that defensive line in a span of 24 hours with Kyrie Thornton.
See, I just tell you about
Hicks.
The beef. He gives you the numbers.
Give you the numbers. You go. I'm going Patriots 26-20.
All right.
Close. All right.
A little closer.
All right. Yeah. I'm not even sure if it's going to be that close. But only time will tell. All right, guys, thank you very much. Well, that will do it for this week's edition of Patriots All Access. For Mike Reese and Paul Perillo, I'm Steve Burton. Have a great week, everybody, and a great weekend.